Welcome to Practice Mastery, your call to greatness. If you're a chiropractor, young or old, you're going to learn and become inspired by our impressive list of international chiropractors and guest expert interviews. Imagine sitting in the front row, listening and learning from some of the best coaches and mentors in our industry. I promise you, you won't want to miss a single episode.
Welcome to another episode of Practice Mastery. So, today I've doing a solo episode with you, basically a conversation with you about what is practice mastery. One of the things that I realized over years and years of practice is that I started to get to a point where I needed to share my story, not just my story, but the stories within practice. Not the specifics, not about the specific patients, but about the specific people, the experiences, the learning. Like this week was a really tough week for me. We're in hiring mode. We're both hiring an associate chiropractor, and we've had a couple surprises where the new hire basically shows up for 2 days, and they quit. So have you ever had that as a clinic owner or a clinic director? Well, I'm the clinic director of two practices and really three clinics because I have a specialty spine clinic within a clinic. So needless to say, that's the last thing I needed this week. So what does that feel like? Well, imagine what does it feel like to you when you've had someone you thought you put the time and energy to interview, go through literally hundreds of resumes, and then it doesn't pan out in the end. I can tell you stories about all kinds of other situations where that was the case. It was crazy where I still remember the incident where we hired the person was all set to start, and I remember it was a very tough hiring situation, meaning the market was in favor of the employee. It was an employee's market, the worker's market. So it was hard enough to get a good quality resume. And we had to offer top dollar for that position to be filled as receptionist. So what ended up turning out is we agreed to the start, we set it out in writing, sent an email confirmed back, and then they no-showed. And can you imagine no-show? There's nothing like a no-show of a patient, but we're talking about a no-show of a new employee. We're all set to train them. We have busy days coming up. We've got a lot at stake, and they don't show up. So part of practice mastery, and by all means, I have not totally mastered the practice of hiring. Even though I'm pretty good at it, people are people. And what we realize, of course, with people is that, you know, they make different decisions. And sometimes those decisions don't make sense to me or our staff. In my introductory episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, please do. I tell a few stories about some of the struggles. In fact, my first podcast, The Premier, is entitled Quitting Chiropractic. And so you'll have to listen to that one. But today's episode, I want to have a conversation about you, to share with you, the listener. You're probably a chiropractor. Maybe you're not a chiropractor. This podcast is not exclusively for chiropractors, but because I'm a chiropractor and you may be a chiropractor or an alternative or natural health practitioner, any number of those, this is going to mean something to you. It should matter because as we talk about practice in the various different circles, healthcare practice, we are in a service industry looking after people. And that's the cool thing about it, but that's also the challenging part of practice. And that's why I've created and named this podcast, Practice Mastery, Your Call to Greatness. So I believe that many years ago when I decided to become a chiropractor, in the first semester of chiropractic college, I very clearly remember, I think I want to be a chiropractor. And that may astound some of you, or some of you can relate totally to this. It wasn't until the first semester, the end of the first semester, I remember in December, I just had that right feeling. It was. You ever had that feeling where it just became right? Otherwise, I was in this first semester working hard as a first-year student, all these new people, all these new things, and of course, anatomy, physiology, wow. It was tough. Anatomy lab, ooh, wow. I remember it was my least favorite part of chiropractic college because I have a fairly sensitive nose. In fact, my son has taken after me. He has quite a sensitive nose. So meaning, smells and odors are really tough to handle. And that's on the other side, with a sensitive nose, it makes me a better cook and a better wine taster. So there are pros and cons to that. But imagine, as you remember, anatomy lab. Wow, that was intense. So the first semester, I got through that. And I remember Christmas break, vacation, and having a great turn to home, parents, and having that great feeling that, yes, I do want to become a chiropractor. I want to serve with my hands and my head. So the art, science, and philosophy, if you will, of chiropractic, I knew all three of those actually started to connect. Now, I don't say that they all came together, because they didn't. It took years and years and years later, and I still don't feel I've mastered this profession. I've just begun to achieve some mastery in certain areas. And the special guests that we are going to feature on our show, I want to be able to inspire you and to educate in some cases, and to share with you my story and some of the other stories of other chiropractors as we explore other areas of expertise and mastery with this podcast, Practice Mastery.
Are you a chiropractor needing some practice success, support, or coaching? Sign up for a free, no-obligation consultation at highprofitspractice.com.
So that was quite kind of the quick summary of the development and the podcast. It was just time. I had thought about creating a podcast probably 5 years ago as an early concept. I was starting to become exposed to the concept of wanting to share publicly and also have a clear message. But I really didn't know what that was, and it didn't really gel. It would come in waves, the feeling that I wanted to share my expertise in a sense, and the expertise and mastery of others. So I came up with the title of Practice Mastery because I believe that it takes a lifetime and more to master a profession. But certainly, if you've been in practice any length of time, then I'm sure you've started to feel that certain areas of mastery. So to be honest with you, I can remember speaking to a colleague of mine who was in practice for years, 20 plus years, and I said, Les, in Calgary here, I said, do you feel you've mastered this profession yet? Do you feel you've really got it? And he said, you know, it was at about the 20-year mark that I felt I really had some mastery. In other words, he felt confident in what he was doing. A sense of not complete confidence, but a great degree of confidence in his hands-on skills, as well as his diagnostic and I think practice skills and communication skills. So those are some of the really important and intriguing areas of practice that we are going to explore in this podcast, Practice Mastery. So what he ended up saying is that after 20 years, he would have a new patient, go over the examination, do what he needed to do, and then really be able to adjust with certainty as well, hands-on, and be able to move what he wanted to move in the way he wanted to move it. And that is what he explained to me. And I said, Les, you know, I don't think I'm there yet, because I don't feel, and I was 20 years in practice then, and I didn't feel that I had that yet. So I began the focus and intention to have more practice mastery, especially with my hands-on and adjusting skills, to do what Dr. Les had shared with me one day, and that is to be able to envision what I wanted to move and needed to move, whether it be x-ray findings and or just palpation, motion palpation, and just know that that needed to move a certain way, and to be able to adjust it and move it, and have that confidence that you moved it, as well as the patient responds well by saying, gee, doc, that feels so much better. So these are sort of the affirmations that you and I receive as a practicing chiropractor. Now, even if you use instruments, as a very similar thing, to have mastery over your using the instruments, whatever your technique is. I happen to use mostly hands-on treatments, but you may use all kinds of things. And I've changed. I did try instrument adjusting more primarily, and that wasn't my thing. So I kept on going back to more traditional chiropractic, and remembering some of the learning from some of the masters. I remember clearly at a seminar where Jim Sigafoos, some of you may know of Jim Sigafoos. He was not only a famous chiropractor, but an icon of eclectic and just not only energy, but just had a huge practice based on upper cervical. And so I decided one day I'm going to line up and get an upper cervical adjustment by Jim Sigafoos. So he lined me up with mastery. It was actually incredible, even though this was on in a hotel on chairs, that, you know, hotel meeting chairs with cushions. And he did basically makeshift side posture and set up, and it took maybe 30 seconds to a minute for the analysis and setup, and then boom, it was like, whoa. It was quite an astounding experience to experience the mastery of a Jim Sigafoos adjustment. And I've never had an adjustment by him since. Of course, he's since passed on. So the late, great Dr. Jim Sigafoos. Those are some of the stories of chiropractic that I can recall that led me to think more of what is chiropractic mastery. What is mastering your profession? And he wasn't a master at everything, but certainly when he had a huge following, he had a master of focus, he had a master of mastery over his hand skills, and he had mastery over his mind and confidence in delivering the hands-on adjustment, because he didn't to his credit or to his critique these days, and that we're talking about historically. So the standards of practice are totally different. We cannot apply the same standards of practice from years and years ago to today. But I tell you that story because I experienced in those couple minutes of meeting the man and having an upper cervical adjustment from him was still memorable today.
We hope you're enjoying the Practice Mastery podcast. For show notes and details, go to highprofitspractice.com/podcast.
The concept of practice mastery, as I've touched on now, is deep and wide. I'm not going to attempt to define it because it's really an individual and almost a personal, professional crossover. Your core values and what you believe in as a person, and then being hopefully open to improving in areas that you feel and other people perhaps observe and feel that you can improve. That, I believe, is touching on an aspect of practice mastery. Now, let me give an example. So I just talked about basically the hands-on, the art of chiropractic, the art of the chiropractic adjustment. Jim Sigafoos, for example. But in my own practice, every single day, and I try to really have the intention and the focus so that every single patient and every single adjustment, I try to do it with mastery. What do I mean by that? I try to go through the routine, I kind of like in golf, where you, mind you, it's virtually impossible to master golf. But imagine the great golfers. So the great adjusters, I set the intention to do what I need to do with high amplitude and as low force and as with as much skill as possible, and with the intention of delivering a high-quality healing adjustment. Now, I don't do the healing. I tell my patients all the time, I said, I do not take credit for your healing, but I do acknowledge the fact that I am privileged. We are privileged as in the healing arts, as it's not called that very much anymore. In the healing arts, we are privileged to participate in the healing of a human being, and that is the special relationship with a patient, the chiropractor's hands-on, just even the palpation and the hands-on. By that, I believe that when you set your intention to heal and to be a vector, to be a channel of healing. And I may be sounding too philosophical here. I really do mean in the essence of the human touch. There's a mysterious and also a defined special meaning or special essence, if you will, of human touch for the purpose of healing. And that's why there's a whole profession that is healing touch. Right. So first of all, I guess mastering that is one of my intentions. So each and every day I challenge you to, and each and every patient, to have an element of intention to participate in the healing of that person. Now, patient management, you might want to master patient management or the business of chiropractic, or the business of running a chiropractic clinic, or the business of just running a business, mastering your conversation skills and your patient management skills that way, communication skills. I believe those are all areas of mastery that are related to the overall practice mastery concept. Now, I'm sure you can think of some others. At this time, what I do want to do is invite you to the Facebook group. That's the official Facebook group page. Just look and search for Practice Mastery Podcast in your Facebook search when you get off this listening to this podcast. And please, I welcome you to join this public group. And that gives you the opportunity for one, to get the latest, greatest updates on the podcasts and the guests that are coming up. And it gives you an opportunity to engage with other professionals that are listeners, mostly professionals that are listeners, so that you can ask questions, engage, and even suggest topics and perhaps even suggest speakers and guest speakers in the future. We've got a great lineup starting to develop, me and my team, of some, and I'm not going to let the secrets out. You'll have to join our Facebook group. Remember, it's Practice Mastery official podcast page. Really easy to find. You'll find us. Ask to join. The admins do, which I'm one of the admins, need to approve you, and then you're in. And feel free to introduce yourself. We'd love to hear where you're practicing from so that people don't have to go to your profile, but where you're from and what your interests are, perhaps, and what your concept of practice mastery is. So there's my pitch to join the Facebook page. You'll get the latest, greatest. Now, I want to repeat that quote that I believe that practice mastery takes a lifetime and more to master a profession, chiropractic profession, not unlike others. In fact, you know, chiropractic is one of those areas that I do feel is a tough area to master, because for the most part, certainly traditional chiropractic involves a lot of hand-eye and coordination. And that's one of the reasons I love this profession and am still practicing and love practice after 33 years. If you can relate, if you're a clinic owner or manager, I just don't enjoy so much the management part, the managing the staff and, you know, managing the business per se and the marketing and this and that. And I do have great staff that are designated to do this and that. But, you know, do you ever get the feeling you could always do more? Well, one of the key things is to have good staff and teams, and to be able to reasonably delegate certain things out. But overall, this is one of the business mastery aspects I learned, that you, as if you're an owner or an associate that is a managing associate perhaps, then you yourself need to oversee that portion of the practice. And for me, I mean, I always started my career, not always, but within 1 year of starting practice, I owned two separate chiropractic locations. And several years later, I decided to brand them the same. And that was one of the smartest moves I did, is create the same brand. Otherwise, I was operating as two separate clinics. One was Center Street Chiropractic, and the other was Ranchlands Chiropractic. So, and I consolidated them together in, what was it, 1994, into Center for Chiropractic Care. And so things like that, you know, I didn't learn from any particular person. I suppose it was intuitive in a sense, but I wish I would have learned that from someone and received that advice. That would have been amazing. Always brand consistently so that you can move your clinics forward and people can recognize, oh, those are the same people. So that's another great thing that I'll throw in as a tidbit there. But we're about coming to the end of the show here. So I want to thank a couple people, my podcast producer, Matt, and voiceover, Leanna. And I want to thank you, the listener, for, I hope you follow and subscribe and even consider rating and reviewing the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. But you'll hear more information about how to get to our podcast regularly. Our best, most current source right now is going to be the Facebook group, Practice Mastery. Otherwise, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast and give us a rate and review. That'd be awesome. And thanks for listening to another episode of Practice Mastery. We look forward to conversations with you, and we look forward to bringing you some great international guests and guest experts in the industry to help you get one step closer to practice mastery. And thanks for listening. Cheers for now.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Practice Mastery, Your Call to Greatness. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. For show notes, to listen more, and to subscribe, go to highprofitspractice.com/podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so remember to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So until next time, wishing you one step closer to practice mastery, your call to greatness.